Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. With us today is Jennifer Valdivia, Audit Partner and West Regional Leader for the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. Jenny's here to speak with us about a really interesting trend that's unfolding in the social sphere with beauty products and the shift in demographics underway for this sector as a result. Welcome back, Jen.
Thanks, Natalie.
So this is a really interesting trend we're seeing, and it's in the beauty sector. And it almost seems to be aging in reverse. I don't know if you've seen this, but I'm seeing these Gen Alpha, so that would be kids under 13 years old, on social media consuming more adult-type content with the influencers and using beauty products designed for adults. Have you seen this, and what do you think is going on here?
Yeah, I mean, I have. I've seen it with, you know, friends' kids, family members, and the like. And Gen Alpha has had more exposure to brand content these days via social platforms, which, you know, makes them hyper-conscious about the way they look to combat beauty pressures that they're experiencing. They really look to social media for answers for their, you know, skin issues, real or not. You know, this leads to them, you know, looking for more of a selection of products these days. And in addition, there seems to be just this rise in hormonal skin issues too for younger kids, and they want solutions immediately. So, you know, whether they realize what's in the contents of these beauty products themselves, you know, they're essentially swiping and clicking to find what they want. You know, Natalie, in our sort of our day, we had magazines and TV ads, but social media has definitely led to the evolution of directing and enticing and influencing kids at a much younger age to what is perceived to be the sort of the best products out in the marketplace.
It is really, it has really created a whole new generation of product users, and not just, you know, cleansing your face, but it is the full gamut. And it's so interesting for me to see. I mean, going into whether it's a department store and looking at the beauty section, or going into a specific beauty store, it is really unbelievable. But so other than TikTok, right, what other things do you believe are attracting these Gen Alphas to use more of these beauty products?
Well, I think packaging has a lot to do with it. Packaging has become more and more alluring to younger generations, and it's really helping to push this trend. So bright, attractive colors, focus on clean beauty, these are definitely key factors that are used to attract this generation.
So you said something very important. You said trend, and trends come and go. So do you think that this is a trend that will continue, or do you think it's going to just fade away?
Fair. Maybe I shouldn't have used the word trend. You're right. So I actually think this is here to stay. I don't think this is really going anywhere. Kids have always wanted to grow up fast. Social media and influencers are really enabling them to grow up faster, since the, you know, kids understand what's out there in just a few scrolls or clicks. Like, whatever they want, whatever questions they have, they, you know, just push the button, say what they want, and reels just come up on what they're looking for. They don't need to rely on siblings or cousins or family members or whatever. They're not rummaging through, you know, drawers trying to find out what the best products they should use should be. You know, social media is doing that for them. And social media has all their answers for them at just a few swipes and a few clicks. This trend, frankly, is not going away.
Oh, well, thank you, Jennifer. And don't forget to tune into our next episode so you can keep your finger on the pulse of the retail industry. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.